Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Psychic Reading Sundays with your girl, Linus, on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914, and the chat room is open. Miss Nina is our moderator for the chat room, who's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. Also, Miss Nina is a Reiki master as well as a psychic, so she's in there to also help answer questions as well. So I hope everybody has had a good week. This is the last Sunday before Thanksgiving, huh? So usually, you know, I have announcements to make, but usually I do prayers. But today I'm going to do prayer a little bit different. I am going to do a grateful prayer. So we'll do that a little bit different today since Thanksgiving is coming up. I want to say happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating birthdays this week to the end of the month, to the 29th. So I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful birthday week and know that you are blessed. And that you are queens and kings, always, always. And, of course, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. You know that's without a doubt. I'll say that again at the end of the show. I'm going to tell y'all to get your pencils and a piece of paper to write down some information I'm getting ready to give you. This is for all the people in the chat room as well as the listeners and the people that are on the telephone lines right now. Number one, December 28th, on that show, I will go over the predictions I did January this year for the whole year. So we'll go back through and do validations, things that came through from my predictions or something that didn't come up. But anyway, we will go over that because I do it again January 2015. And I covered the government, religion, entertainment, sports, all that. So hopefully, you know, I get 95 or 100% on my predictions. And then also on that same show, I want you guys to call in with your predictions. What do you think is going to happen next year? I don't care what it's about. You might think it's going to be a flood in your area or something. But anyway, I just want to tell you that the second half of the show will be upcoming predictions. So I don't care what it is. Call in. We'll write it down. Put it on the books. So that's December 28th. Now, I also want you to write this phone number down. It's a prayer line, and there's always every week or every day, but I know every week there's guest apostles on there, and they will pray for you. So if you're standing in need of prayer for whatever that is, whether it's finances, love relationship, career, goals, whatever that you are in need of prayer, call in on the line, request, and they will pray for you. Or if you would like to pray yourself, you are more than glad to say prayers yourself. So, I mean, there is a program the way it goes. But anyway, it's my goddaughter. Her name is Tina. This is Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're on the West Coast, Washington, Oregon, and California, it will be 5 p.m. your time. The phone number is area code 605-562-0020. I'll repeat that, 605-562-0020. And the code, you're going to need to put the code in so you can come in on the line, is 473-339-094. That's 473-339-094. And it's my goddaughter, Tina. So just call in. When you call in, you might hear people already praying or people with requests. Might even be a validation of something good that's happened in their life because of prayer, of course. So anyway, that's Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. on the West Coast. Okay, now for prayers, I want to say, God, I am so grateful for my radio network, The Essence of Success Network. I am grateful for all the callers that are on the line right now. I'm grateful for all the people that are in the chat room that Miss Nina is assisting, and I'm grateful for Miss Nina assisting me. I'm grateful for Brenda as our guest psychic on the line, a numerologist with us. I also thank all the listening audience as well, people that are listening in, as well as, you know, the people in the chat room and the people on the phone. So I am grateful for all of you, and I send my love out to all of you, because what I do, you know, I do it in love. But I just want to say that I'm grateful. I know I always pray for all of us at the beginning of the show, but, you know, sometimes people don't say thank you or I'm glad that you called in or whatever. So I just want everybody to know I am grateful for you. And I'm sure that Nina is too, and so is Brenda. So I just want to say I'm grateful to God. Thank you. I am that I am. So be it. Let it always be that we can help people out of love. Okay. I will give those numbers again about their prayer line again at the end of the show. So without further ado, as I say, and I'm in a good mood. I hope you guys are too. I'm just feeling very joyful and lovable today. Okay, so let's begin, Miss Nina. I should say this. I'm sorry. I don't have a computer. For 2 weeks, my computer was being a real butthole, okay? I got a virus, and the virus not only just went into files or library, it went system-wide. So it didn't matter whether I went into Google, Facebook, Yahoo, my website. The virus showed up. So anyway, I ended up putting it in the shop, and now I'll get it back Monday evening or late Monday afternoon. So I'll be back in full effect with everything running 100%. Yay! Yes, I am a happy camper. It's horrible being without your computer. I couldn't even help people that, you know, that wanted to have in-depth readings because I had no computer to even know. So anyway, I'm also grateful for that. That my computer will be repaired and I'll be back up 100% Monday. So Miss Nina last Sunday and today has helped me that she's doing the show and telling me the area codes to assist people, and I definitely thank her for that. Okay, well, now let's begin. So the first area code up, Miss Nina?
Area code is 443.
Okay, 443, you're on the line with Linus, and we have Brenda as well. So go ahead with your, who's this and your question?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. And my name is Felicia. I'm calling from Maryland.
Well, welcome, Felicia. We're so glad to have you today. Hope you're having a good day. What can we help you with, young lady?
I wanted to see what's up for me as far as, I guess, in the near future, whether it's love life or career or finances.
Okay, I need one. I can only answer one question. By the way, let me tell everybody, one question per caller. If you want an in-depth reading, just go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and click on intuitive reading, and you got me. Okay. Okay, Felicia, so which one? Love, career?
To narrow it down, I would go with career.
Okay. There we go. Okay. Concentrate on that. All righty. Oh, I see balls, bouncing balls around you. That makes me think something in exercise, health, training, physical education. Yeah, I'm getting in physicalness. Are you a trainer, a physical trainer?
I am not, but I am looking to, I guess, gain some skills that's related to that.
Okay, because, yeah, that's what I'm seeing around you, something. You know, like you would be the person in front of everybody teaching exercises. like Zuma mm-hmm. or whatever, something like that. That's what I see you as. You're leading. Mm-hmm. You're teaching us. So that's okay. what I see. And it is. It's something like Zuma. I mean, I don't know what's in your area. You know better. But if you applied, you would get the job, Felicia. You would. In fact, they would train you a little bit. But it looks like you're a sponge when it comes to health and exercise. But you're mm-hmm. really good at that. So, yeah, I see that. That's what I'm going to tell you. Apply for something like a Zuma type or whatever in your community, or either I'm getting right now 3 to 5 miles away from your house, so you may know where this place is,
mm-hmm.
like a LA Fitness or something. But anyway, apply there to be a leader, not just to be in the class. Apply that you want to teach people exercise and health, eating correctly as well as exercising, and they will hire you. There is a position open right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so go for it. I mean, it's good. The money's not bad. The money's not bad at all, but they will hire you. But it's because of your skills, so if you need more in that area, they will help you. But you got a lot going already,
mm-hmm.
what I'm picking up, yeah. So I would go with that. Go with that. You'll be satisfied because it's something you want to do, and also, like I said, the money is good there for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, call me back and let me know. But I see you doing that. I see you leading people in exercise. So I wish
Thanks.
You the very best, Felicia. I know you're going to do it good. So
Thanks.
I'll just tell you congratulations. There you go. All right. Thank you for calling, Felicia, and have a happy Thanksgiving, you and your family.
Next caller is area code 216, Lennis.
Okay, area code 216, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi there. Oh, I got on tonight. I haven't been able to get on the last couple of times.
Oh, well, I'm glad.
First of all, happy holidays. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, well, happy holidays to you as well. And who's this?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I was contracting on a job. It ended Friday. And I was wondering if you see another job coming for me.
Yeah, Tuesday. There's somebody already asked you. You're not going to be out of work. Somebody just ask you about coming over to their company to do another contract or to fill out an application?
The only thing about it, and I know it sounds terrible, it would be the worst pay I've ever gotten in my life. It ended Friday. They didn't tell me this. They did it out of the blue, the agency. I'm going through agency while I'm looking for what I want. Does that make sense?
Oh,
and
sure,
you get benefits.
Sure.
So I go Monday morning, tomorrow. The pay is going to be low, but if I have to take it, I'm going to take it. It really, but they gave it to me because they didn't tell me. That's why. So like, well, let's just go on. Yeah.
Yeah, because this job is coming right up. It's like, you're off today, but you go back to work tomorrow. You don't miss any time. You know what I mean? Or your pay won't be affected other than, it's less. But you'll still have another check coming in. It's like it's not a gap. But you know what, Sharon? In January, whatever you want is coming about permanently.
Thank you, sweet. That's what I'm looking for. But I'm
it's permanent. Something in January, it's permanent. Yes.
You know, when you temp, you get benefits. It's not bad. A lot of people don't know that. You know, if you go to a recruiter and they put you on contract jobs for like a month, you get benefits. And they're
okay,
not bad
folks
at all.
Out there.
I'm just telling you. Okay.
No. I'm sharing it.
But anyhow, the main thing is January, my dream job is going to come, the one I've been looking for.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, it is in January. And you know what? It won't be long. It's like 2 weeks into the month. You're hired.
Wow.
So your being is about making it career-wise. So the universe is working to put all those things into, I don't want to say a shell because it's not a shell, but it's preparing you. That's why in January, it's like, even though you're working these temporaries in January, it's like, bam, it's that fast. That fast, like a clap of a hand. It's like, you got it permanently, you got the money you want, and you got the area that you want. And it looks like the people that you work around are pretty good, too. It looks like you got a pretty good working environment.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
This has been a year of struggles, boy.
Yeah,
listen,
your year is up come January. It'll be up.
I know.
Yep,
you answered
you'll
my
be
one
on permanently.
Question, Lennon.
So don't
once
worry
again,
about taking
blessings.
Low.
Oh,
yeah, don't
I
worry
know.
About taking low right now, because you're taking low now, but you're going to go much higher come January, much greater.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah. Well, listen, congratulations to you, too. I mean, it's your time. It is your time.
Oh.
Universe is going to bless you. So, yeah, whatever you've been applying at, babe, permanent.
Boy, I went through some thorns, let me tell you. Thank you so much, okay?
Oh, you're most welcome. I mean, call me
I
back in
listen.
January. Let me know where you're working at.
Oh, thank you. Blessings. Have a wonderful holiday. I want to listen to your show. I love your reading, so put me on hold, okay?
Okay, you got it, Sharon, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving to you and your family as well. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And also, just to put that back out there again, from Sharon, everybody, working a temporary job will give you benefits.
I know.
So I just want to put that back out there for everybody. Think about that for folks if you're out of a job right now. Okay. All right. Next area code, Miss Nina?
818.
Okay, area code 818, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this? 818, you're on the line with
Hi.
Linus.
Hi, Linus, this is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. What can I help you with?
I wanted to know what you see coming up in regards to love and relationships. That's been on my mind.
I knew it. I was going to tell you as soon as I got through writing your name, when I got to the Y, it was like, love. Love. Okay, let's see. What's coming up for Brittany? You've got one guy that you've been seeing. He's a good sexual partner, but I don't see that as a relationship of substance. It's like friends with benefits. If you get horny, he's a good lay. That's that. Okay. Let's see what else. I'm getting Marmar. It's something
M-I-R?
Like that.
Mir.
Yeah, it's coming up. Who is this guy? He's got kind of an odd name.
His name
but
is
he's
Sean.
But he's coming up. I almost want to say he's European. I mean, he's American, but he has a European background. You know, like maybe his parents could be Italian and American or something like that. But he's got a European. But the name, I'm getting like M-I-R or M-A-R, Marmac, Mariam, Miriam. No, it's not Miriam. Marmac, something like that. It's odd. God, you've met this guy. He's around you, but you haven't. School, PTA, you've met him. He's a single parent.
Is he interested in me? I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. That's why I'm seeing him. Yes, he's very much interested in you. He would like to get to know you better. He's shy. I'll tell you that. He's shy. But he would like to get to know you better. That's where I saw that you met him. It was like at a PTA conference or meeting or something, or a program. I would tell you, since you know who this guy is, exchange phone numbers. If you haven't done it already, exchange phone numbers and start talking to him. But, yeah, that's who I'm seeing. They're showing me him. And he seems to be a nice guy. He might have some issues about women as far as trust. And it's like whatever that he went through, I think his last relationship, the woman messed up on him, you know. So as far as that, like trust. But other than that, he's a good guy. Good father, too. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Good father and a good guy. So, but he's single, very much single, very much divorced. I almost think that he's raising his kid, to be honest with you.
You see us in a relationship?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So talk to him.
Okay.
Yeah, talk to him. Change your phone number. I'm telling you, it'll be nice. You have, I'll put it like this. what I see way beyond you is that you and him will be together and have a nice, quiet Christmas with the children.
Really?
Yes, really. It'll be quiet. It's not a big fanfare or anything like that. It's like it's intimate. You know, like he has his family and you have yours, but your two families will come together. But it's just quiet and intimate, and it's really nice. It's really nice. So just to let you know that little extra. But, yep, so Brittany, exchange phone numbers with that guy. You know who he is. Get it going on, girl.
Okay.
All right, Brittany, thank you for calling, and have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving, and you're going to have a good Christmas, too, so enjoy your Christmas as well.
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay, next call.
Area code 562.
562, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rondrea.
Rondrea?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty. Rondrea. I like that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Some of the black names that they come up with, I wonder. I mean, my daughter has a French name, but Rondrea, that's pretty. I like that. All right, young lady, what can I do for you?
I want to know, when do you see me having a baby?
Ooh, why did 2 weeks come up? I know you're not pregnant. And there's no pregnancy. The baby's born in 2 weeks. Maybe it's saying in 2 weeks you'll be pregnant. That must be what it is, because right away the angels told me 2 weeks, real fast. Let me concentrate a little bit more. You're in your fertile period. November, December, and January, you're very fertile. So, yeah, that's why they showed me 2 weeks. If you're in a relationship right now, it looks like you are. I don't know if it's a solidified relationship, but you're in a relationship. I'll put it like this. When you want to have a baby, make sure that you know that person's mental status. Listen to me well, Rantraja. Mental status, know their health, not only their health, but the health of their parents. So you know what's going on, if they got diabetes or cancer or whatever running through their family. Mental issues, you definitely want to know that. So, yeah, having a baby is like, I know for some women, it's someone to love you totally and unconditionally that you don't get from a man. But you could still have a child and have problems because of whatever that's inherited from the father. I'm not telling you to look for a perfect man because, hey, you know what, everybody has problems, female and male. But I just like to put that out there about mental issues and health issues when you're talking about that you want to have a baby. Okay? So please check that out. Nothing wrong, you know. I know that you'll be a good mother because I can feel that right now about your spirit. So I know you'll be a good mother. I just want you to have clarity about when you get pregnant because you are right upon the precipice of it. It's just like if you have sex today, you'll be pregnant by 5 hours. You know, you're that fertile right now. So just make sure that it's the guy that you want to have a baby by because that man is going to be in your life for 18 years. Whether he's there and he's daddy or a sperm donor, he's still got 18 years with that child or 21 if they go to college. Okay? Because sometimes women don't realize that when we have kids, oh, the dad, he doesn't do this or he's not around. Well, you made the choice to get pregnant by that fool. I mean by that man, excuse me. So, you know, so just be careful. That's all I want to say. You're going to be a good mother. God bless you. Just think about it. And I know you want something to love you totally and unconditionally, and your child will no matter what. But just be careful who you get pregnant by, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Ranchers. And I wish you the very best. Have a happy Thanksgiving with your family.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, and thank you for calling. Okay, next call.
Area code 561.
561, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. You?
I'm doing terrific. Fantastic. Fantabulous.
That's great. I called you, 3 weeks ago, and I asked you about money, and you said not to worry. You see $50 pop up already. How about I got $1,000?
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, and angels and miracles.
I didn't even see it coming.
Oh, God bless. God bless. I love good news. That made my day even better.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, thank you, Stacy, for calling in with that validation. Well, you know they say when God blesses you, it's in abundance, more than what you ask for. So I'm happy for you.
Sure.
Very happy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, was there anything else besides that validation?
I have some restaurant items that I bought. It's coming up on a year, and they have not sold. And I've been advertising. I took a break. I'm getting ready to start advertising again. Did you see me getting rid of that stuff? Because I had to get a storage unit, and I keep paying on it, and I'm tired.
Okay. There is, yes, there is a company. It's not even, well, I see two things. I see a company buying it, and I also see somebody that's going into getting ready to open a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
So I would, when you advertise it for a company that would like to buy the products, or if someone is interested in opening a restaurant and they, you know, need some materials for that, of course, appliances, what have you, that,
oh,
you know.
Oh, so change the wording then. Okay.
Yes, change your wording so that it's, now, if a company buys it, they'll give you a little bit more money than what you're asking for. I see that.
True.
As a company. A person that's getting ready to open a restaurant that needs certain supplies that you have, will probably give you just what you paid for it. Like if you paid $50 for
mm-hmm.
a machine, they'll give you $50. You know, you won't make too much of a profit. But anyway, there's two ways. So I want you to reword your advertisement. Now, you're going to get an offer through a Craigslist. You're also going to get an offer through, oh, my God. It's on there. eBay. Only thing I'm going to tell you about eBay, it'll probably sell quick, but just be very careful.
Okay?
Some of your items, I see them selling on eBay. There's three of them that you'll sell that you'll get $1,500 for off of eBay. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know what they are, three machines or something, but those three will bring you $1,500. Now, other than that, I'd probably leave eBay alone. You'll know because, you know, when you go through your inventory, you'll know what three you want to put on eBay. Craigslist, I see somebody that wants to open a restaurant. And
okay.
So I see that person getting in touch with you. As far as the company, that is from your advertisement that they contact you. They're representative from a company, okay?
Okay.
So eBay, you can get $1,500. You'll get a call through Craigslist, and then you'll get a response from a company from your ad, from you doing your ad.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Yep. You'll be done with it. You should be through all that by December 31st.
Okay.
And have extra money in your pocket. Yes, ma'am. And have extra money. But by December 31st, I see gone. I see the storage thing empty. There's nothing there. I just see a hollow room. So that tells
me
it'll be
to God's ears.
Yeah. Oh, it will. It will. And
when you put your
ad out there, just before you type it up and put it out,
mm-hmm.
pray and tell God you're grateful that it's already sold.
Okay.
Don't say,
that's
I need and I want
doing.
To sell it. Just say, thank you, God, it's already sold. You just put an ad out there to, you know, to make it be. So shall it be. But just when you pray, before you put the ad, just say, thank you, God, I'm grateful. It's already sold. It's done.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Stacy, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving, you and your family,
you
and God
same.
Continue to bless
thank
you.
Thank you.
All
too.
Right.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Okay, next caller.
Area code 323.
Ma'am. Excuse me.
Okay, 323, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Is Yvette?
Oh, Yvette, okay. Hi, Yvette. How are you?
I'm good. cast a question.
Okay.
This is about someone that's in my life. I know you're a good BS detector. And
you know I am, girlfriend.
I am. So this person, she's like, a mom-ish type, and she's been in my life for several years, and her nephew came to town. And so she keeps playing these coy kind of games, like you should talk to him about this and this and that, or he should give you a call about this, and like kind of like stuff that she already knows the answer to, or she has someone that knows.
Okay, I'm here.
Or she has someone that knows the answers to, and it's just like forcing an issue that I'm not interested in him like that, but she keeps doing these games like that, and I wanted to know what you're picking up from her and why. I mean,
why is she doing that? Okay, just give me your first name. That's all I need.
Patsy.
Okay, don't say anything else to me. Let me tell you.
Okay, thank you.
You know she really likes you.
That's yes, because it's funny. Someone else said the same thing.
Yeah, she really likes you.
She has love for me.
She would like to have you as a partner, to be honest. She would enjoy you as a partner in her life, but you ever heard the expression?
Not a lesbian.
No, I'm not saying you are. Okay.
Right. No, she's not either, but.
Okay.
Go on. Just I'll shut up and then I'll talk.
Okay. I know you're not a lesbian, but your friend likes you like that. I mean, she really likes you. She really does, totally, spiritually, mentally, and physically. So, I mean, if you were a lesbian, she'd be right there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that she is, but she has those feelings towards you. It's just she loves you totally. So, I mean, even if you were to make love, it would be good. It just that's just her. But there's an aspect of her that she's jealous of you because of who you are and your character. And so she does things almost to cause problems, but she doesn't mean to, but she does indirectly. That's what I want to say. It's like somebody throwing a rock, but they're hiding their hand. And you turn around and see who threw that rock at you. And everybody's just standing there like, I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know damn well you threw that rock. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is her. She's doing this. Why is she doing it? I'll put it to you like this. She's like a little kid when you're in elementary school and, you know, they like you, but they do things to hurt you and make you mad. And you're like, why? And then your parents will tell your teacher, well, they want to be your friend, but they don't know how to be your friend. So they just be mean towards you. Well, this is Patsy. She knows how to be your friend. Why she's being contrite and ugly in her ways, I don't know. I mean, it's like a child instead of acting like an adult woman. You know what I mean? Just be herself instead of being, like I said, throw a rock and hide in a hand, because there's no reason for that. She really does like you as a friend and as a woman.
Yeah.
But I think she doesn't know how to communicate that or how to deal with that. So she's like, hey, there's this guy over here. We can go over and do this. Have you thought about that? You know, and you're like, you know, you, Yvette, is like, what the hell are you talking about? You know, in your mind, that's what you're saying. Like, what are you, you know? So, yeah, she's a friend, but I'll put it like this. Patsy's a friend you handle with a long handle spoon.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it right.
I'm not telling you to kick it to the curb, huh?
You're accurate.
Okay. I'm not telling you to kick her to the curb or be mean and ugly. No.
Right.
That's not called for. But when I say a long handle spoon is like, okay, you might talk to Patsy this evening. You may not talk to her again until Thursday of this week. Good.
Accurate.
Instead of every day or you're in each other's face. Put some distance there. Because she needs to learn how to communicate, not only to another woman, but to herself. Okay?
What
it's
is
like
it
loving yourself.
Nephew?
When you love yourself, then you can love other people. When you can communicate to yourself, you can communicate to other people.
Right, but what is this about her keep bringing up her nephew, about us talking, and, you know, that coy trying to connect us? It's like, well, I'm not interested in him. What
and
is
she
that
knows
about?
You're not interested. She's just being a dweeb. She knows you're not interested. Excuse me. Hey, I drink a little water. She knows you're not interested. She's just being a dweeb.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm. Excuse me, I had to drink some water. Yeah, she's not a blip. No way I would call her a blip. She's just being a dweeb.
Right.
I tell you, she just doesn't know how to communicate or know how to understand relationships. I'll put it like
that. Yeah, I know. She comes off like she does, but then it's like...
she doesn't.
With certain people, she comes off like she's a guru. With other people, her true colors come out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. Yvette, who's Natalie? Yeah,
who's Natalie
around you? She's a person. I see this woman, Natalie, around, and she comes up and she just puts her arms around you and hugs you. And she's nice.
Huh.
Now, this isn't sexual or anything. She's a very loving human being. But that's how I see her.
It's not like, you can have loving friendships without being a lesbian. You know,
For sure.
I'm clarifying, I love that.
Yeah, for sure.
At this moment, I don't have a Natalie.
Okay, well, just keep that name on the back burner. But she's a very loving individual, and I see her around you, and she is a friend. This Natalie woman, she is a friend. She's well-educated. I see her PhD. She's well-educated, but she's loving. I mean, it's just her spirit. There's a lady that used to do a show on my network. Her name was Lydia. She's a very loving spirit woman. This is how I see this Natalie woman. She's just got a good spirit about her. And you and her will enjoy your friendships. You will.
Okay.
You'll enjoy it. It's almost like you know, as you go down this path or journey, that you support one another and want the best for each other, you know, it's good.
Right.
So keep Natalie on the back burner. If you haven't met her yet, when you do, she's the friend that it'll be good in your life. But Patsy, put her out 6 feet from you.
You got it. No doubt.
Okay.
No doubt.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Yvette, and have a wonderful week. All right. Thank you for calling. Okay, next caller.
Area code 610.
Hello.
610. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Terrific.
Yeah. I wanted to ask a question about my present job to see what you were picking up for me.
Okay. I'm getting a blackboard. Nothing. Take a deep breath, Sonia. And breathe out. Okay. Still not picking up anything. All I get is a void. That doesn't happen too often with me. And when I say a blackboard, that's all I'm seeing is just a blackboard. I'm not getting any information or letters, nothing. It's just blank. I'm sorry, Sonia. I'm not picking up anything.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But, you know, I'm honest. I'm not going to tell you a lie or just tell you something to be telling you. If I don't pick it up, I don't pick it up.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just not picking up anything.
Oh, okay. No, I just wanted to see, you know, what you're picking up as far as maybe job security or anything, but
not
picking up anything.
No, for some reason I'm not supposed to see it today. Maybe it's not the question to ask today. I don't know. Try again next Sunday. Call me next Sunday and see what happened. But right now I'm just nothing.
Okay.
All right. But thank you for calling. And Sonia, have a happy Thanksgiving regardless.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Okay, next caller.
Area code 805.
Okay, hi, 805, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Donna. Hi, Linus. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, and I'm sorry. What is your name again?
Juana. Hi.
Juana. Okay. Hi, Juana. How are you?
It's Donna.
Oh, Donna. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, hi, Donna. How are you doing? Huh?
Good. Thank you. My question for you, my friend Sandra has a friend, and her friend wanted to introduce me to his friend, His name is JT, and I wanted to know if you saw anything going with him and I, or if there would be someone else coming in for me soon.
Okay. Donna and JT. Okay. Let me see. Well, JT likes to dance. Boy, that left foot is just a moving. Woo! Looks like a teenager. He likes to dance, so that means he likes to go out and enjoy life. Good, good, good. Sometimes he talks fast, almost makes you think of a Louisiana Cajun. He talks, but that's just him. I don't know why. He's got some southern aspects to him. Okay, now I'm seeing it. But, yeah. Yes, he would be interested in you. JT would call you a lot. Maybe call you so much it might get kind of worrisome to you, but he loves to talk. He's just a talker. That's just him. But if he calls you every day or twice a day, at first it's nice. It's fun. It's nice to be thought of. After a while, you might feel like it's becoming not a burden. I don't want to say a burden, but worrisome. But that's just him. He just likes talking to you. He likes talking, but he likes talking to you. So he calls a lot. That's just him. He likes going out, just you and him. Couples is fine, but he prefers just the two of you. He just got through with colon cancer. He's fine.
Okay.
Something that has to do with down there with intestines, but he came through with flying colors, doing great. He's doing really great. He's happy about it, so, yeah, God bless him. You two, yeah. I see the four of you together during the holidays from now until even after Christmas. So, yeah, talk to him. He'll be a fun guy. He's fun to enjoy during the holidays. I don't know about permanency, but he's fun to be around right now.
Okay.
And he'd enjoy, yeah.
I'll put a special ringtone on my phone. I do that with my sister. I put on a special ringtone, and I know when she's calling.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so you know he likes to call you.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, enjoy with JT. Like I said, the four of you, you two couples, will be doing, you'll be doing a few things between now and the end of the year. So enjoy. Have a good time. But JT will be at one point, he'll tell you, let's just me and you. It's just the two of us. Yeah, and that's okay. That's okay. Yeah, that's fine. Also, let me tell you, I probably shouldn't say this over the air. He takes Viagra. Don't say anything, Donna. But he does.
Yes. Seven.
Oh, you know that. Okay, well, anyway.
Okay.
Well, Donna, have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, you
and
too,
and God
man.
Bless you.
Yes.
And thanks for calling.
Readings are right on. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Okay, next caller.
Area code 502.
Okay. 502,
hi.
You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. It's Carol.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there. I was just wondering if you might have any messages or...
Oh, you're depressed. Somebody pissed you off. Carol.
Well.
Yeah, they did. I see that you're untimely manner. Right place in the wrong time. Okay. That's okay. You're going to be fine. Don't worry. Some people are assholes. So you're going to be okay. Anyway, ask me your question. Angels are showing me this right now as you were talking. So they're telling you you're going to be fine.
That's good news.
Okay.
Oh my God.
What was your question? I'm sorry. Sometimes I have to just go ahead, whatever they see. I mean, they're showing me. I let you know.
I guess I meant also was any messages from my family on the other side or anyone from the other side?
You gotta be more clear for me than that.
Oh.
Is there one particular person you want to hear from?
Oh, gosh.
You know what? That sounds like a reading for in-depth reading. I'm going to tell you why, because it takes me a minute to cross over. And that's why I have to be specific, because when I cross over and have that spirit come to me, everybody starts coming. You know, it's like, hey, the door is open. Let me go give a message. I want to talk to this person, you know. So I have to be like, Carol's mother only. That's the only person I want to talk to. So, yeah, but it's better when I do it in depth, because then whatever that person wants to say, I can tell you everything, not just here in a quick minute or two, but whatever that they need for you to know.
Question, I guess, concerning my car.
Okay.
Car issues.
It's bubbling. Not your thermostat, your, oh, Jesus, it's right in front of the car. So you can have your heat and all that. What is that part called? Right in front of the car. God.
Radiator.
There you go, radiator. Thank you. You got radiator problems.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
I was wondering if I was going to keep my car.
Yeah, no, it's just radiator. You need a new radiator in it. That's all.
Oh, my gosh. It's only 3 years old. Well,
yeah, well, you need
I know.
Always check your oil and water, all that little stuff that men tell us to do. But, yeah, but that's it. That's all. You just need a new radiator. Other than that, your car is fine. You will need in 3 months, so I would say after the first of the year, check your brakes. You might want to get your brakes repadded.
I didn't know if I might be changing cars or something.
I don't see you changing, but I see that in February or March you're going to have your brakes repadded. And right now, before Christmas, you're going to have the radiator put in. Yeah, and that's it. Yeah, it's nothing. I mean, radiators, yes, they do cost. You could get a used one. Maybe check with the junkyards or something, or if you got a fella, you know, can call around for you. Maybe at a junkyard, but if not, because I know brand new, they are a little pricey. But you may be able to find one at the junkyard that's just as well. And buy the part and take it to your repair person or, you know, company to install it.
Okay, Linus, you're a sweetheart. Thank you.
Yes. And just remember what I said at the beginning of the conversation. You're fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
don't
right,
take
honey,
things
thanks.
To heart, honey. You're a good person. All
it's
right.
Hard.
I know. That's what I was telling you. There's some people that can just be assholes. Don't you worry about it.
All kind of
people in this life. Okay. Well, thank you,
well,
and have a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Okay. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. Okay, next call.
Area code 229.
229, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Melvin.
Well, hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing just great, just great.
Yes, ma'am. Happy holidays. I just wanted to ask you about last week on my job. I work part-time with a group home. I'm having a problem with this guy on the job named Brian.
Okay.
He tried to really, you know, actually, if I would have stood up, we'd have got out of the fight. Because he walked up to me and started talking all kinds of ways to me, inappropriate. And we had a meeting with my supervisor, Shirley, and she heard my side of the story, heard his side of the story, and she just wanted to know, could we work together? I said, well, I don't have a choice because it's the only job I have now. But deep down inside, I feel really, I got to go in tonight and he's going to be there. And I don't feel comfortable around this guy. And
Okay. Let me tell you what's going on with him. He's an arrogant, self-centered, self-serving man. He don't give a damn. Now listen to me, Melvin. He don't give a damn about himself. So he's not going to care about anybody else. Okay? So that's the kind of person he is. In a nutshell, he's arrogant, self-serving, self-absorbing, and he don't give a damn about himself. so he don't care about nobody else, whatever heartache or misery that he may bring. Mm. Now, what I want you to do before you go to work and even after you get there is tell God to remove this negative entity from around you. Okay?
Yes.
Just pray. I mean, you don't have to do no long prayer or go into no dissertation and just say, God, would you please remove this negative person away from around me? I don't want to deal with him. Just keep him away from me. And for whatever reason, that's in God's hands, in the angels and miracles, that they'll separate, that you two don't have to cross paths. If you do, it'll be so little bit, you know what I mean? It's like two winds passing in the night, that you don't have to talk to him or deal with him. But you're going to have to put him on God's line. In other words, what I'm telling you, Melvin, lace up on his ass, baby, with a prayer. Lace up and let him know that you got power that will move him out the way.
Yeah, because I'm sorry. Yeah, because when he stepped to me, he wouldn't get out of my face, and I said, Father, will you please get this man out of my face? And he backed up the time I said that.
Yeah, he's a negative entity. That's what I'm telling you, dude. Yeah, but you got to tell God not only to get him out your face, to remove him from you, period. In other words, either he lose his job or he goes to another division, another department or whatever, but he's not around you. So that's what I'm saying, not just get him out your face. Remove him from you, period.
Right,
Lace up on him, honey, with a prayer. Lace up with a prayer on him. God will move him out your way. You're a good person, Melvin, and this guy, he don't care about himself, babe. He does not care about himself. So how is he going to care about anybody else? So, he stepped to you because he don't give a darn. He don't give a darn. Mm-hmm. But, honey, lace up and put God on him. You got power in prayer.
Yes, ma'am, because I talked to this other guy at the regular hospital. I had to go out there to see my brother, and he said that they needed help doing the CNA work at a normal hospital. Do you see that, like, that's coming? Do you see me changing jobs from where I'm at now? When it's part-time job?
Okay, Melvin.
I mean,
no, only one question, Melvin, but I'm going to tell you. Yeah, in 3 months. 3 months.
Well,
3 months, November, December, January, by February.
Okay.
Okay, so apply, Melvin, but in 3 months, okay?
In 3 months.
It'll come about, and that's permanent. That's not temporary. That's a permanent job.
Okay.
Put your applications in.
Right.
Okay?
All right.
And Melvin, at the beginning of the show, my goddaughter has a prayer line. I'm going to give that information again at the end of the show. I would tell you to write it down, come in on the prayer line, and we will pray for you for your situation to change.
Down, yes, ma'am. I wrote everything down, but I think I don't know if I missed out on the code.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll give it again. I'll give it again at the end of the show. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And thank you, Melvin, for calling. And like I said, brother, lace up with prayer on him. Remove him from around you. Yes, sir.
Right.
And have a happy Thanksgiving, you and your family, Melvin.
You too, Miss Lennox. I love you. God bless you.
Okay, love you too. And God bless you. All right. Bye-bye. Next call.
Area code 484.
Okay. Hey. 484, you're on the line with Lennox. Who's this?
Hi, Lennox. This is Tonette calling you back.
Hi, Tonette. How you doing?
Good. I know that we had talked a week or so ago, and you said about Dan moving in. He hasn't mentioned anything yet as of moving in. Do you know what's going on, Lennox?
He should be. Well, it's not even the 25th yet. He was going to move in by the 25th.
Yeah, and we kind of had like a blowout because I texted him because he blocked me from Facebook, and I was as angry as a charging bull, and I messaged him. I'm like, what game are you doing here? You blocked me from Facebook? I said, what's going on here, Lennox? And then he asked me for $400. So, Lennox, what's going on? You got to let me know what's up. What?
I don't like that.
and he doesn't text me. Every time I text him, he's either sleeping or he's working. Doesn't want to talk. I mean, what?
Yeah, he's changed his mind. Give me his first name again. Something
Daniel.
Changed his mind.
Daniel.
Danny? Daniel.
Yeah.
Okay, stop. Stop, stop. Don't say anything else. Oh, my God. What happened between you guys? I see him turning his back and walking away. What? Wait a minute. Back up. Back up, angels. Back up. Okay. He doesn't want to hear your mouth. He doesn't want to hear your mouth, whatever it is. He got real angry. He got, oh, man. Yeah, he got real angry with you. Something that you said, I don't know, it's like he didn't like the way you said it or how you said it, and it pissed him off.
Well, I told him I'm not going to keep putting up with his crap. I'm not going to keep doing this. I'm not going to just hand him $400 so he can continue to ignore me. This got to stop. Either he wants a committed relationship and move in or forget it.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, your relationship is up in the air because I tell you, I see his back. You're standing there. I can see you standing, but I see his back walking away from you. But he's angry. He's really angry. You know what I'm going to tell you, Tonette? Because he's angry right now, give it a couple of days. If he doesn't call you the rest of the week, don't worry about it. Because I see that there needs to be some time and space. He's quite angry right now, like he doesn't even want to be bothered. You guys had a big blow up.
Is he going to move in?
And as far as the money, he doesn't need that money from you. He doesn't need that. That's using you.
Is he going to move in, though, Lennis? What is going on with him?
I don't think so now. I told you, I see his back towards you.
And
I
I'm afraid he's going to get in touch with me the first week of December when I told him, okay, I'll give you the money. That's when he'll contact me, and he'll come over for the money and then back to ignoring me.
Do not give him the money. Do you hear me, Tonette? Tonetta, do not give him the money. Okay? He doesn't need it.
I just don't like how he's been treating me the last week or so. I just don't
like it. Then give it space and time. Give it space and time. Because right now he is angry. I'm not seeing him totally disregarding you, but I just see that his back is to you. He's angry right now, so he doesn't want anything to do with you. So for the rest of the week, let it go. Let it go. Have your turkey dinner with your family or your friends, whatever, but let it go. Because if you talk to him and you two can't get a compromise or understanding, it's going to blow up like an atomic bomb. It's going to get even worse. Where, you know, you two, if you saw each other, it'd be almost like arrows shooting at each other.
Right.
So let it go
this week.
Just be
quiet. I know you had said there was going to be a situation there at his house and that he would have to come stay with me. But
not now, because he's talked about you. Not now. He's there. He's there at that other house, yeah. I told you, he got really angry with you. So, like I said, give it space. Just give it space this week. Don't even call him. Let him get in touch with you.
Right.
Okay. Okay, and don't give him that money. You can tell him I said so. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I can see it. He doesn't need it. That's just using you. I don't want to see you get used, Tonetta.
Right.
All right. All
okay.
right, so just relax and enjoy. Be with your friends or family for Thanksgiving. Don't give him any money. And when you two can sit down and talk rationally and logically and peacefully, then do that. But until that point comes, just give it space and time, honey. Okay?
Okay.
I don't want you to get your feelings hurt anymore.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right, well, Tonetta, have a happy Thanksgiving. And I love you, and things will get better. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And God bless you. All right. Okay, next caller.
Area code 954.
Okay, 954. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Mary. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're most welcome, young lady.
I'm going through a really difficult time right now because where I'm living, there's a very chaotic situation close to me with real chaotic people, and then there's a lot of physical things going on with the building. Also, there's, I don't know what's happening with my friends. They're just kind of like on their own path. And I'm wondering, so far this holiday season is not starting out good for me at all. And I'm wondering if anything's going to start improving down the line.
Mary, let me tell you this right now. Two things. You got a pencil there? I want you to contact a church.
I belong to a church, and they're not helping me.
Huh.
No. And I've talked to people about the situation. I mean, I've got a lease, and, you know, you have to stay with the lease or pay a lot of money to break it. And there's just, you know, like I say, this one thing and another. I've been here 6 months. I've got another 6 to go, and it's either the plumbing or it's these crazy people screaming and hollering.
Mary, hold up. You do live in the United States, right?
Yeah.
Call the rent. You're renting. Whatever state that you live in, they've got to have a rental. What do they call it?
No, they got renter's rights and all. I've been looking at
it. There you go. Yeah.
We got a management company, and I'm trying to, you know, convince her to get on the ball, to do something. I've called, other people have called, and they're working on some of the problems as far as the physical things, but it's like it's continuous. And the noise factor is just not. I'm not talking about once in a while, you know, little kids hollering or anything. I mean, this is like day and night, 8 o'clock in the morning, full blast music, kids screaming, flying up and down stairs.
Okay, hold up. Mary, where is the manager of your building that you can complain
to? Right now, her story is she has a emergency call line, which I've called a number of times, but now she's got a torn ligament in her leg. So
that doesn't matter. She can call the police when there's noise that's over and above.
What they say is it has to be after certain 10 hours.
10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's how they get away with it. They can do it in the morning. They can do it up to a certain point at night. And by that time, everybody else is exhausted from hearing them. And the rest of the people are all good. I mean, they're hiding out. They're on lockdown. It's unreal. It's like, who wants to come out with that? And they're wild. They're like wild animals. It's 1 or 2 men and 4 children. And it's just, you know, I don't know.
Okay, well, you can't call the police and complain on them?
Well,
if your manager's not doing anything, you have options.
Right.
I don't
understand. The problem is they are very menacing kind of men. And I live alone. I'm a senior. Oh. I live alone. And I don't want to risk them knowing that, you know, I've made a complaint, because the police just take... They take a record. They don't do anything. They give them a warning. They write it down. They say, okay, make out a record or whatever. But once they know who made the complaint and everything, then it's risky. So I don't want to be targeted that I'm the only one or that I'm saying anything. That's why I went to management first. You know, look, I think this is getting out of hand. You know. I just want to know if you see any of it getting better, even the physical things that are going wrong. I don't know.
Okay, Mary, I'm going to suggest this to you. At the end of the show, I'm going to give this prayer line number.
Okay.
And I seriously want to pray for you.
I need it.
Yeah, to change your environment, totally. Just change your environment. Okay. I'll give the number if you want to stay on the line or either just listen to the show. I will give it again at the end of the show, but I definitely want you to come.
A website, or is that possible?
No, I don't have my computer. I'm sorry. I won't have my computer back until tomorrow night. So this is why. But I will. I will have it up on my website. Yes, ma'am. And on my Facebook page, too.
What is your name on the Facebook page?
The Essence of Success Network.
Say that again.
The Essence of Success Network.
Essence of Success.
Success Network, yes.
Network.
And you'll
okay.
see my picture there and everything, and that's my
okay.
page, yeah.
Okay.
So I will definitely have it on there tomorrow night, because like I said,
okay.
I get my computer back tomorrow, so tomorrow night I will have the numbers
up. I know,
up.
It's hard without a computer to do things. I mean, you know, here we are just going in the holiday season, and I'm not even sure if I'm going anywhere, you know, on Thanksgiving. There's a group that I usually join, but so far I haven't gotten a phone call from them. And I have another neighbor who has invited me, but there's a lot of substance abuse going on, and I don't know what condition they're going to be in. I mean, that's not the kind of Thanksgiving I want to be part of.
Okay,
so,
well,
I
Mary,
know.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you this. Is your church having a Thanksgiving function?
We already did. We had a
oh,
group
okay.
function
okay.
last Sunday.
Okay.
And today,
okay.
I was so exhausted today, people came to pick me up, and I didn't make it. So I was very, very upset today. And the noise went on all day. It was just absolutely horrendous. It just started at 8:30, and it was just full-blast music and screaming and the men yelling at their children. And it's awful. I mean,
okay.
I feel bad for the kids, but on the other hand, it's intolerable, you know?
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand, Mary. Well, change will come about, but we're going to pray for changes. So I'm going to let you go, but I want you to listen to the number
again.
Okay,
thank you anyway, and I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and
you too.
I mean, I'm blessed to have the food in the house if I need be, make my own and stay put if I have to.
Okay, we're going to be praying for you.
I lost a family member in September, and it's a very sad Thanksgiving. So, I've got a lot of things that I've just got to deal with it, and I that's all I can do, just pray and deal with it.
Well, yeah. Well, we're going to lace up and help you deal with it.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, honey, I don't play when it comes to prayer.
I've been listening to all the answers you give to people. I like your advice. You're right on. You don't pull any punches. Tell it
no
like
ma'am.
It is.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
That's what you got to do today. There's too many people that just, you know, give you a story, you know, and, oh, this and that. Oh, it'll work out and talk to this one. And I mean, it is what it is. If it looks like a turkey, it is a turkey, right?
Yeah. But we can change things, so we'll do that. Well, thank you, Mary, for calling.
Thank you very much.
And,
have a good Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Yes, you do, too. You do, too.
Thank
and love
Mary.
You. God bless you.
Love you, too.
Be praying
Thanks.
For you. Uh-huh. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Miss Nina is in the chat room. It is open, and she is also assisting and helping as well. Okay, well, let's go
area
on
code
to the next call.
Three.
Go ahead. I'm sorry?
Area code 443.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Arlene.
Hi, Arlene. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Terrific. Doing terrific.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. I have a question about my business partnership and how that is looking.
Okay. I definitely see it growing. In fact, I saw the word growing before you finished your sentence. I see that there's a gonna be, it's like a bonus, but it's just that you two do good. Toward, it's like the second to the last week, or I'll say the third week of December. Yeah. There's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. It's I want to say it's a bonus, but it's not so much a bonus. It's like a contract, and it gets paid forward. And so you get X amount of money. It's like, okay, we can get this done by February, whatever that it is, and the people pay you $50,000. I'm just throwing that amount out. So,
okay.
But it'll feel like a bonus to you and your partner for as far as business. So, yeah, you're going to do good. You'll start making profits February, March, and April. I see nothing but dollar signs. All three of those months, I see nothing but dollar signs. So that's profit.
Okay,
yep,
beautiful.
Yeah, so you're going to do good. It's growing, and like I said, expect this the third week of December. It's big money. I threw out $50,000, but it's big money. Yeah.
So. Okay, beautiful. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, congratulations on your bonus. Well, I keep saying bonus, but it's you two doing it. It's your contract. So happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Same to you.
And have a wonderful holiday, and congratulations on your business at CUNY.
Okay, thank
you. Yes, ma'am. All right. Okay, next caller.
Area code 914.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're most welcome. Who's this?
My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
My question is about love as well.
Okay. Who's the guy? Just give me his first name.
Carmelo.
Okay. I love that name, Carmelo. You know, there's a pro basketball player.
Yes.
Carmelo. When I heard that name the first time, I just thought, man, that's really beautiful. That's a nice name for a male. I like that. Okay. Let's see. Christine and Carmelo. My God. Is it him? Are you with the basketball player, Christine?
No.
Huh. Okay. Wow, how exciting. Okay.
That's kind of funny because, like, the woman that's with him, her name is Lala, and actually people have said that I look like her. So that's kind of funny.
Okay. I'm getting stringent. I'm getting the word stringent. I'm getting bland. You know, like unseasoned food. Mm-hmm. I'm getting just bland. Nothing there from him.
Yeah,
but it's not bad.
Together.
It's not bad and it's not good. It really isn't.
Okay.
It's just bland. He's still searching or seeking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not together at the moment. We were together in the past, and he keeps coming back into my life.
Okay, I got it now. He isn't certain. That's why. He's not certain, Christine. That's it. Because I don't feel anything bad about this man. I'm not getting any bad vibes, negativity, none of that stuff. I just feel bland, but now I know. That's what it is. He's uncertain.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he just needs to get clarity in his own mind. But, yeah, but, honey, you stay on the back of his mind, to be honest with you. I picked that up. You know, you're like in that file cabinet in the very back that's always there. He can pull that drawer out, and there's Christine.
Is that a bad thing, though? I mean,
no, it's not a bad thing. I mean, come on. Whatever you did, you put it on his mind. He never forgot.
Well,
I don't mean sex. I mean you as a woman, you know.
Right.
You as a woman,
really,
and he never forgot about you.
I really care for him, and I really feel like he cares for me, like, on a deeper level, but we haven't, like, gotten there, and I don't understand why. Because
It's not time.
Can you see when?
You will eventually. I think eventually down the line, maybe 6 months or a year from now, you two possibility, yes, could be together. But for right now, no. It's just bland. In fact, he is going to be spending the holidays with somebody else. Now, I told you. I got to be honest with you. He is. He's going to be spending the holidays with somebody else. But you and him, like I said, maybe 6 months, maybe a year from now. But he's just bland. But you're on his mind. You're back there, like I said, in a file cabinet in the back. But as far as, like, him just pushing forward and, like, let's get together and have dinner. Let's go on a date. Let's go to a sports game or like that. No, that ain't going to happen. That's not there. It's not time. Things happen. You know, it's like people praying. They're like, God, are you going to answer this prayer? You know, I want to be with Carmelo. You're going to answer this prayer. And it's like, is he ever going to answer? Well, yeah, when he does answer, it will be on time. It may not be when you want it to happen, like right now, today, or tomorrow, but when it does happen for you two to be together, it'll be at the right time. So there will be no separation. Do you understand? And once you're together, there is no separation. It'll be you two. No, it will be. It'll be you two. But it's just, you know, be patient. In the meantime, enjoy yourself, Christine. Remember, you're a queen. Don't forget it.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. You're a queen, so enjoy yourself in the meantime. But it'll come back. I always tell people, if it's meant to be, it will be.
Yes, I believe
it will
that.
Be. So for you, I would say it could be and it will be. It can be either way. It could and it will, but it's going to take time. It's not going to be right away. It's just not that time for you two right now.
Okay, so you say 6 months to a year?
6 months to a year, yeah. Because then when he comes to you this time, he is totally free. There's nothing. There's no garbage. There's no carry-on. You know what I'm saying? It's you and him. Period. Okay. And that's what you want.
For that day. Yeah.
Yep. That's what you want. So, yep. So when he comes to you then, that's what I said. It could be permanent. It could be just you two. It'll be time. So, yeah. Don't give up hope.
I won't.
Hoping. But enjoy yourself in the meantime, Christine. I want you to be a queen. Go on, enjoy yourself. Do whatever you want to do. Go out with friends or party, whatever. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays to you, too, and your family. Bless you.
Okay, thank you. God bless you, too, honey. Okay, next call.
Area code 806.
806, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Sherry. How are you?
Hi, Sherry. So nice to hear from you. Doing great.
Yes. Quick question for you. I really, really want to be with a mate, and I was wondering what you were picking up on those vibes.
Okay.
Spirit. I don't know. I honestly don't know why it hasn't happened by now.
Is there a man already in your life?
No, ma'am.
I didn't pick up anything, but... Oh, my God. Sherry, who is this old fart? He makes you laugh. You don't ever look at him as a mate, believe me. But angels are showing me this guy. He's a kick in the butt. And that's why I'm calling him an old fart. But he makes you laugh. He's a friend. That's it. He's just a friend, nothing else. But he's somebody that you can enjoy with. You know what I'm saying? In the meantime, you know this guy. Okay, now for a mate, long-term relationship here, let's see.
And Thomas is the old fart.
I'm sorry?
Thomas is the old fart.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a good guy.
He
makes you laugh,
but
just friends. Yeah, I mean, he'll never go any further than that.
We're neighbors.
There's two guys. I see a young guy, he's 48. And then I see another guy, he's 55. So let me see here. The 48-year-old guy, oh, man, he's really on you. He's like, age doesn't mean a thing. It's just a number. So, okay, the 48-year-old guy, he likes older, experienced women. And that's because an older woman turned him out. I see it now when this guy was in his 20s. A woman in her 40s turned him out, so he has an affinity for older women. So that's a 48-year-old guy.
I'm only 41.
Okay, well, he's 48. The next guy is 55. And he's more like a father figure. He'd be like, if you dated him, it'd be like, whatever you... You know, if you wanted to go shopping, this 55-year-old guy would be like, oh, come on. I'll buy it for you. What are you worried about? I'll get it for you. So as I said, kind of like a father thing more than a boyfriend. The 48-year-old, though, yeah. But now, just because you're 41, you could be old in the mind.
I am old in my
head. Okay. You can be old in the mind. Your body could be 20, but your mind could be 50. So, yeah,
I get
that doesn't mean anything. But this 48-year-old, yeah. He's going to be up in your face, no doubt. Because like I say, but see, he looks at you as an experienced older woman. You'll tell him, I'm younger than you. but it's mm-hmm. you, the type of woman you are, that's what he gravitates to, so he likes that. You're going to be picking up meeting him at a social event here the second week of December. It's either at a cabaret or it could be like a theater. I see either a cabaret where you're drinking and enjoying, or either it's like a theater, a concert. I see somebody on stage and people in the auditorium. So it's either a play or maybe a concert, somebody singing. One of those two areas you're going to meet this guy. And you know what? I'm getting this for a name. Don't laugh. McAfee. Now, McAfee to me is a virus, is a preventive virus thing on the computer. But the angels are telling me his name is McAfee. Whatever. I don't know. Maybe he's Jewish or something. But anyway, write it down. McAfee, 48. He's going to be there. That guy definitely there. And the father one, you'll meet him in passing. I mean, I don't see a relationship there, but like I say, he might be just a friend, like, hey, maybe a shopping friend, somebody to go shopping with to have fun. Because like I said, he's like a father image to you. So the 48-year-old, yep, you'll meet him in, like I said, by the second week of December at a cabaret or either a concert or a play. And what does he look like? He's light-skinned, curly hair. He wears glasses. I see that. He wears glasses. He's got a stigma in one of his eyes, so that's why he wears glasses. But he's not cross-eyed now. He don't look like that, but he has a stigma in one eye. He's a little thick. He's medium built, but a little thick. Now, not fat and heavy, but just kind of thick. So now you know kind of what he looks like. Glasses, tall, light-skinned, a little thick. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Sherry. You got the information. Work with it, girl. Work with it.
Thank you. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Oh, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, too, also to you and your family. And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, area next code, call.
Area code 347.
You got cut off.
Hello?
Okay, hello, anyway, she got cut off. Who's this?
Hello, good night. This is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Fine. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Nina.
Oh, you're most welcome. I'm doing great. Anthony, why are there two women slapping me in my face right now?
That I don't know.
There's two women on each side of my face, and they're slapping me. So it's about you. It ain't me. Okay, Anthony, what's your question? Maybe there's something they want you to know, and they're slapping me to tell you. Go ahead.
The question I have is that I'm expecting a check from my management company for the building. I was wondering if that's going to come in this week or not.
Friday.
Oh, on Friday.
On Friday. Yep, sorry. It's after Thanksgiving. I'm sorry, Anthony. Yeah, but you'll receive it Friday. Yes, sir.
And this is from the management company, not from my job, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But
it's okay.
You'll get it Friday. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It sounds like you might have wanted it prior to Thanksgiving, but yeah, but you'll get it Friday. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That sounds good.
And it'll be an extra few dollars on there. Look for maybe $2 or $3 more. You know, like if they told you $250, it'll be $253.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. And I don't know who these women are, but Anthony, get it together. Because as you were talking, boy, it's like they want your attention. You got two women that are on you. Woo, they're on you strong, Anthony. They want your attention. So that's okay. You work with it. I'm sure you'll figure it out. You're a wanted man, Anthony. You're wanted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. Hey, you got two women vying for you. Some men don't even get one, so God bless. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
You too, Anthony. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family and friends, and God bless you, and just have a wonderful holiday, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, yes. Okay, you've been listening to Linus on the Psychic Reading Sunday on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I would like to thank Miss Nina for working the chat room, as always. And I want to now, right quick, for all those callers about the prayer line now, get your pen and your paper. I'm going to do it right now. The phone number, now remember, it's Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. on the East Coast. On the West Coast, it's at 5 o'clock. The number is 605-562-0020. That's 605-562-0020. And the code is 473-339-094. That's 473-339-094. Okay? So be sure and call. And the lady that I talked to earlier, Miss Mary, I want you to be sure and call, and Melvin, because I do. I want to pray for you. Pray for y'all that, you know, things get better in your lives. So Monday we've got, let you know the lineup for this week, because I'll be back tomorrow. Monday we've got Walt Dubai from Ontario, Canada, bringing you The Blues Mission tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and you'll just love his music. I tell you, Walt brings music that we appreciate, love, and enjoy. So be sure and tune in tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you're on the East Coast, it's 9 o'clock. And then Wednesday, I'll be back in the studio with Linus. I miss you guys. My God, I miss my entertainment and my sports. So I'll be back. No telling what we're talking about since I missed last week. Can't talk about Bill Cosby. But anyway, whatever the hot topic is this week, we'll be talking about it, and sports. And Thursday is Miss Harriet. She should be on. She's going to bring us up to date about Ferguson and some other things to talk about. Friday traffic jam. Oh, I'm sorry. Miss Harriet's at 5 o'clock Thursday. And Friday traffic jam, I do music. Now, all this month is 1960s. You know I'm taking it back. So all you baby boomers or your grandparents, I'm bringing it back old school. Every Friday this month, 1960s music. And Friday traffic jam is at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Saturday, Proud to Be Different. My boy Maxwell, he's on at 3 o'clock. And I understand if you missed last week's show, I heard it was really, really, really outstanding, amazing, and good. You can go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and click on radio show, and you can listen to his show from Saturday, yesterday. But anyway, Maxwell's on at 3 o'clock Saturdays, Proud to Be Different. And then also the Sister Network, Levitating Mindsets, tomorrow, Monday, tune in at 7 p.m. for L&B Empowerment, okay? 7 p.m. So as soon as you get through listening to Walt, yay, stay on. Go over to Levitating Mindsets at 7 o'clock for L&B Empowerment. Okay, and again, I want to thank everybody today for joining us, listening audience, the people that called in, and, of course, the people in the chat room. You know, I love all you guys, and I just want to tell you this week, it's Thanksgiving, of course. Not only happy Thanksgiving, but you know what? I just want y'all, when you say your prayers before you eat, be thankful for what you have and where you are right now, because some people don't even have that moment. So just be thankful for who you are, what you are, and where you are right now in life, because believe me, it will get better. Believe that. Okay. Love y'all. Good night, Miss Nina. Good night, everybody. Be good,
good
to
night,
one another.
Anna.
All right. And Miss Nina, you have a happy Thanksgiving. I know you're in another country, but that's okay. You celebrate right along with us. So happy Thanksgiving to you, too. All right.
All
love
right.
Y'all. See you later.
Bye.
See you next Sunday at 3. Bye-bye.